found in my time in ministry is that there are those who are the spectators, and then there are those who are playing the game. I want to say game, but I don't want to use that analogy because it makes it sound like, but in other words, they are in. They're all in and getting it done. And it seems to me that my experience is that those who tend to be the more spectators, who are watching others do the work that needs to get done, tend to be the most critical, because they're the ones watching. It's like, yeah, well, why don't you come on in and be a part of what needs to get done. And I share that with you because, see, in today's gospel, Jesus calls the 12, and he brings them in and then sends them out. In other words, God has worked a design, and this is his example throughout the scriptures, is that he plans to work with us. In other words, he calls us, and we have to do the work. We are part of his plan. And it's not just a matter of being a spectator's sport of just sitting back and watching others do it. He calls them. And then once he calls them, he sends them out and has them call others into the work of God. And so the work of God is not a spectator sport. It's something that we have to be involved in. And it seems like that can be a challenge for all of us to know that you and I are a part of the work of God, the work of the kingdom and the proclamation of the kingdom and bringing the kingdom here. That it is not a passive kind of religion. And if you take a look at the change in Vatican II and even in the liturgy, and that's one of the reasons why we sort of kind of woke you up at the beginning of Mass, is because even the liturgy itself is not a passive experience. It's not a spectator sport. That it is all of us in this together. That we all have parts to play and work to get done. And liturgy itself is considered the work of the people. That's what the word liturgy is. This is the work of the people. And so that this should feel like work, and you know, because it's what we do. And in the continuation of the proclamation. And so any time that we consider ourselves sort of watching the other people do what needs to get done for the work of God, may you hear today's gospel where Jesus calls people forward, calls each one of us forward to do the work of God. So you should be doing the work of God in something. Anytime that you hear that, feel that little nudge or a little, maybe a little criticism or a little sort of whatever's coming up from the Spirit, may it be seen, hopefully there's God, as long as it is positive, calling you forward like he's called the disciples, like he's called thousands of saints, and like he's called millions of people to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the kingdom to the world. Because once you're a receiver of this message, hopefully you also hear that it's then the calling to go out and proclaim it again, just as the apostles were called in today's gospel.